Hey everyone, welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites. I'm so happy to be back with you again this week after coming home from Miami and Gary V's Agent 2021 last week. That was an incredible event, a bucket list of mine. The networking was outrageously amazing, and it really inspired and reinvigorated me to focus again on teaching people how to create a powerful personal brand. That was the theme, the message of the moment, and I think it's going to be the message from here on out, is that personal branding is critical. That and creating content. So today, I wanted to tackle content creation. And I wanted to go a little bit deeper into that. Last week's episode got a lot of really good feedback. It was my personal brand formula. It's the foundation of the next book that I'm going to be writing. And I wanted to, again, like I said, expound upon the content piece, because that seems to be the piece that really trips people up. And I've been there. I remember getting overwhelmed and the analysis by paralysis and thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? These people keep telling me that I need to be authentic and transparent and provide value. But what does that mean? How do I know if my content is actually providing value? Well, one of the easiest ways that I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to like this answer probably, is that time will help you. So you have to get started. You have to start creating content. And only after you've been creating content for a while will you decide or get feedback enough on to see if, okay, this is what people liked. People are really commenting, they're engaging, this resonates with people. It's really rare that you're going to create a piece of content and hit it out of the ballpark on the very first try. A lot of people are saying, you know, I want to go viral. This is something that I want to make with my videos. I want this content to, you know, reach hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. It's not really viable to create viral. I mean, if you think about it, how many people and brands are paying huge companies and huge dollars for Super Bowl? That's coming up in this particular time of the year. We've got Super Bowl coming up. We all know we love the commercials, and those can go viral. And think about all the millions of dollars in planning and strategies and people that are behind that. So I just want to let you know that going viral is very hard. It's typically completely by accident. You can't really plan for it. So I'm not going to talk about viral content. What I am going to talk about is what I mentioned last week are my foundations, what I call the five E's of content. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into those and give you some examples so that you can really start to develop content and test things and get out there and be consistent. And then after you've been doing it consistently for a number of months, perhaps even a year, you'll be able to really hone your content strategy. So here we go. The five E's of content. That's the letter E. The first one is educational. Educational content is going to be, in my opinion, one of your bread and butter pieces of content. That could be your pillar content where you're creating a guide, an ebook. It could be your market stat reports. It could be how to buy your first home, FSBO information. So you're going to spend a lot of time. You might even spend some money. So that pillar content is not like, hey, I'm just going to do a quick little social media post. You're really going to think about, setting some time down, some researching. It could take you a week. It could take you a month to make this entire article. A great friend of the show is Dustin Brome, who has the Massive Agent podcast. He created an article that took him 40 hours to put together, and it was the top 10 reasons to move to Salt Lake City. He went and interviewed local establishments. He actually went there. He compared and contrasted his favorites, and it took him a week to do it. And let me tell you, he has gotten tens of thousands of hits on that, and still to this day gets at least one referral or lead per month from that article that he wrote several years ago. Was the time investment worth it? Absolutely. He was educating people who were thinking about moving to the area. He was educating them about why they should go there and what to see when they do go, what to check out. So educational not only builds credibility, but it positions you as the resource, as the thought leader, which is exactly why my focus has been educational content for the last 4 years. I've been creating content around how to leverage social activities for business outcomes, what I call social sales, and how to build a personal brand to attract your clients. And I give it all away. And I give it all away on purpose because I don't believe that there's really anything that's out there that's, I guess, quote unquote, original these days. We're all collaborating on ideas that have been created. I could teach you how to make a Facebook ad, but if you spend enough time on Google, you can find that out yourself. So the point is, coming from a place of abundance and not scarcity and being able to share education with everyone. Sure. Will people copy you? Yeah, of course. We copy other people. So it's really important to think about how you can create educational content. That's one of my, I think, my most valuable and favorite pieces and types of content is the educational. Now, the next type that I have is engaging. Engaging means that you are creating discussion. You're possibly creating debates. You're giving your opinion and asking people for their opinion. You're asking questions. A really simple example of this would be to go to Facebook and to post, and it could just be all text. You don't even have to do a video. You could post, hey, looking for great recommendations for free places to take my kids for 4th of July. And watch the comments roll in because people really do want to share their opinions and recommendations, whether it's travel or restaurants or parenting advice. Anything of that nature is a really great way to get people to engage. Now, I mentioned the word debate. I am not suggesting that you go out and start a political rant or a debate. What I am telling you is that when you provide your opinion about something, and I've seen this personally happen to me lately, there are people that are not going to agree with your opinion. And the way that you handle it is very important because I have had comments made, direct messages, anonymous, people that I don't know. And I'm a very sensitive person and I took them as very, very cutting and very disrespectful and something that I wouldn't say to people. And there have been times where I reacted and said something to the effect of, well, you don't really know me, so you don't have the right to say that. When now looking back at it, I should have just said, thanks for the feedback and moved on because, you know, there are people out there that are just not going to agree. And that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes debates interesting. So my little tip on the side note here is if you do get somebody who is disagreeing with your opinion or perhaps even a troll, somebody who's just out to be mean and rude to people online, you know, handle it with grace. Look at it as an opportunity, especially if it's a public comment, to manage your personal brand and reputation by gracefully and respectfully responding and honoring that person's opinion, and you know, regardless if it's completely a 180 from yours. So engaging content is really about asking questions. If you do a Facebook Live, you can go on and you can not only put the question in the headline, but you can do a call to action throughout the entire live. And I've seen some incredible people. One of my favorite Facebook Live experts is Trish Leto, L-E-T-O. I highly recommend that you check out her channel. She is an incredible speaker. She spoke with me at Agent 2021. She teaches people her Facebook Live formula. And she's really smart because she gets people involved and gets them commenting by giving a call to action. She'll say, you know, hey, I'm working on Instagram, learning my Instagram strategy. How many of you are working on Instagram? You know, comment hashtag Instagram in the comments below if you are. And what that does is not only does it get people engaged, but it also triggers the algorithm. So it's very smart. So I really recommend that you follow her and check her out. So engaging with your audience is really important. Now, think about just beyond the content, okay? So now that you have posted a question, you need to make sure that in your comments as well, that you're actually replying with a question as well to continue that conversation. So if somebody said, hey, thanks for the great video on how to make a podcast, I would say, hey, no problem. You're so welcome. Have you ever thought about making your own? You want to think about how you can engage people with additional questions and not go on forever. Obviously, you don't want to ask 5 or 6 or 7 questions. But when you are commenting and replying to people in the comments of social media, there are opportunities for you to have a deeper conversation and connection. So I would encourage you to do that. The next E in the 5 E's is entertaining. And I think that really speaks for itself. You know, if you have a funny personality, if you are a born entertainer, I would highly recommend that you capture that through storytelling. So Facebook stories, Instagram stories, Snapchat, you could definitely do it on live video as well. But what I will tell you is that if you don't consider yourself a very funny person or you're more serious, then don't try to be that way. You can still be entertaining in your own way. And entertaining really for me translates to more real life. People think entertaining and they think, oh, you're telling jokes or you're doing this. Not necessarily. I really look at that as the real life stuff, you know, the things that you're going to see when you come to my Instagram story. For example, my kiddo is just turned 6 and it seems like every single day I take his shoes off by the trash can when he comes home from school and there is no less than a pound of sand from the playground in each one. Now, I've actually documented that, and so many other parents were like, oh my goodness, I remember this. Is there going to be any sand left on that playground at the end of the year? That may not seem quote unquote entertaining, but it really is, because you're helping people connect with it. You're helping people say, oh gosh, yeah, I remember those days. And that, you have to think of entertaining as a little bit different than just ha-ha, funny jokes, all of that. Entertaining really can just be connecting with people on a real human level. And anything that kind of makes us light up and smile and say, oh man, I remember that, or I remember those days, or oh, I've done that too, you know, whether you're going to Target or whatever it may be. The other day, a friend of mine was posting that she was going to Target without any kids and how that was like a mom dream. And I laughed. I'm like, yeah, no, that definitely is. I consider that somewhat entertaining. So I definitely recommend that you think about how you can share a little bit more of your life. And now I know people are saying, oh, but I'm private and and I don't want to get too personal. There's a way to be personal and private. And so maybe I'll do a show on that up in the upcoming future about how to create content like that. But it really is now the expectation of human behavior is that we expect to see the real you. We expect to see transparency and authenticity. And I was having another conversation about this the other day, that big companies are hiring faces. They're hiring celebrities because they don't have one face. And you, as a small business owner or solopreneur, as an individual, you have an advantage over the Nikes, the Apples, the, you know, any big company name, because you have one face. And now we're getting so used to seeing people's faces that that becomes extremely powerful. So we've got educational, we have engaging, we have entertaining. The next E is emotional. And again, I don't mean that you need to get on a Facebook Live or a YouTube video and a podcast and spill your life secrets or cry or do any of those things. Emotional is as simple as getting excited and preparing for your first 5K and documenting that journey through posts on social media, creating a group around it, doing a story about it. And people cheering you on and getting excited for you that you have a goal and watching you prepare for it and then you reaching that goal. They want to be happy for you. They want to be excited for you, and you draw them in to that experience with you. What happens with when you hit on the emotions, whether it's parenting or relationships or work or being vulnerable, is people see themselves in you. And relatability is the most under-leveraged marketing tactic today. And relatability is really powerful, because when we see ourselves in other people, we already feel connected. And the beauty of that is, now that we see people's faces while they're being relatable and in real time, it's super, super powerful. And so I do think that emotional is perhaps the most important one, probably the rarest used, the hardest one to use, and to not, you know, to not, we don't want to, you know, over leverage that or do something emotional just to get views or connections. But I'd say that's probably the most important one, the most connecting one. Then I think you've got entertaining, then I think you've got educational, because people want to relate, they want to laugh, they want to connect, and then they want to be educated. So my personal opinion, I don't have any studies on that, but I think that that's really kind of how that rolls. So those are the four E's. The last E is exclusive. And exclusive content is just that. It's the insider content. Now, a lot of people automatically think, oh, well, that's got to be something that is not on the market yet, or a house that's coming soon, or a pocket listing. It definitely could be. That is a great exclusive content. It could also be if you have been creating content and you're doing your first podcast or your flash briefing or a class, an online course, you could be offering a piece of that, a sneak preview of that content as well. You could also be doing interviews with people, and you could be teasing out that interview, like, I'm going to be interviewing Gary Vee, and he's given the 5, you know, secrets to success in 2019. So it doesn't have to just be a listing that's coming on. Of course, that is great. But those things that are really either hard to Google or you can't Google are exclusive. Also, I want you to think of exclusive in a different way. I want you to think of exclusive as also personal. people who come with me on the journey, the shared experience of being real time and on camera and being able to message me via Instagram stories, I take you with me every time I go speak. I took everybody with me at Agent 2021, all the people that I got to meet. I went live on Instagram and captured the Q&A, the private Q&A with Gary. That is exclusive. That's what people want to see. Of course, do people want to go to Miami and pay thousands of dollars to hear an incredible speaker? Yes, but not everybody can. And so giving them a little snippet, people say, wow, thank you. I appreciate that. So you're not only are you giving them value, but you're sharing an experience and they're saying thank you. The other piece of exclusive is you. Your life is exclusive and you decide to share that or not, or how much you want to share. Like I mentioned, I will do a podcast on how to share personal content without violating your privacy. But I want you to think that that is also exclusive. Not everybody gets to go to a beautiful beach island on vacation, but they could see it where you go. Not everybody gets to go behind the scenes at an event. Not everybody gets to see what it's like to go to a conference. Not everybody gets to see what goes into a marketing campaign. So I would encourage you to think about exclusive in a little bit of a different format. So that wraps up the 5 E's of content. I'm going to be diving in next week into much more in-depth examples for each one of those, from, you know, what do I say if it's educational? How do I inject my opinion into content? How do I create something that is either hard to Google or you can't Google? And what does that look like? That will lead into a conversation about lead magnets as well, because lead magnets are critically important if you're doing a paid funnel strategy or paid Facebook ads. You need to have a carrot to dangle the lead magnet. Oftentimes that is data or content that you are putting together and dangling out in front of the person who hopefully will click on that ad. So I will give you many more examples of this in the shows to come in the future. I'd like to hear your opinion on what kind of content is working for you. I'd love to connect with you. Send me a direct message. Let me know that you've checked out this podcast. I'll share your handle and of course your post if you tag me on Instagram stories. I'd love to connect with you. I love talking with my community there. You can find me on all the socials under my first and last name. It's at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z.